BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, innuendo bingo with the vamps. Obviously, there's four of them, so they take it in turns to get wet. By Chris. Video's up now on the Radio 1 YouTube if you want to see this as well. Also, Greg James plays Real or No Real, which mostly turns into a lot of talk about donkeys. And we wonder how far you can go when asking for special requests when you're ordering stuff online or on the phone. So we give it a go. So we got the vamps. And you will hear them and you will see them playing innuendo bingo at 1:45 this afternoon. You can watch it online and even on your mobile if you go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. I can never remember all of their names, and they're quite new, so you've got to forgive me for that. So
yeah, you got Bradley.
Yeah. Connor.
Yep.
Tristan. James.
And
that's really awkward because there's one that I've forgotten. Or is there just four? Is there four?
Oh, good. So you've got them all.
Oh, right, good. Normally there's five. Okay, there's four. Right, so I actually got all of them. You got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's only because I jumped in.
Yeah. Well, and you seem to know a lot more about the vamps than I do.
Met them at the Teen Awards, see?
Right,
of course, I've got previous.
Yeah.
So they're on at 1:45. Listen to it and watch it on the Radio 1 website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Still love Rihanna. Still love her. That is What Now on BBC Radio 1.
What are you saying about that?
Could have stayed on the album, couldn't it, really? I just want a massive banger again.
Yeah.
That's all I want. But she's such a brilliant pop star, I don't know. It's all right. It's kind of just there, isn't it? It's all right.
I don't know, I like all the guitars and that.
I like the...
At one point it goes a bit like, you know that game you can play? The Hero one.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it does actually. But not like when I'm on it, but yes. I actually got quite good at that, do you remember, for about a year. But I could only play The Pretenders by Foo Fighters, though, is it? That was the only one I could do. So, bingo coming up with the vamps at 1:45. Big night for you tonight, Chris.
Huge night.
It's that time of year again.
It's possibly one of my favourite nights of the year, and it's where the Christmas lights get turned on in Pinner.
Now, you call it Pinner Pantomime Evening.
It is what it's called.
But there's no pantomime.
There isn't, but I think what? The idea is people get dressed up. It's hilarious. It's this one sort of night of the year where it all tries to go a bit old school. It's not like a normal fair.
And this is in your hometown?
Yeah.
What do you mean by not like a normal fair?
Well, it all goes a bit sort of, I don't know if like twee's the word or a bit posh or something, but it's just, it's like the nice high street in the town.
Normally posh, Pinner?
Well, there's Morris dancers.
Is there people selling homemade jam?
It's a little bit like that.
Yeah.
There's a hog roast.
That, yeah, yeah, okay, I get it. Like, yeah, yeah. They basically take it, like, upmarket for one night of the year.
Mills, I love it. Do you know what? It was the first time I met Katie Wasel was on this night a few years ago when I was probably 16 or 17.
Yeah, what, so like 10 years ago now, nearly?
Yeah. We've talked about this night on 24 Years at the Tapper.
We have. Before. Katie Wasel, of course, who later appeared as the slightly unstable one on X Factor.
Yes. And do you know what was weird? Is the night,
good value, wasn't
the,
she?
The night I met her, me and my mates were, I'm not saying I was, but one of my friends was desperately trying to kind of get off with her.
Mm.
And she was dressed as a Pop Idol contestant. Now, that's who. But she was dressed up like a reality singing competition.
And then she went on to do it. See?
She went on to do
it.
It
was always her destiny. And I saw her, she was at... I sent you the email the other night. She was at like some Now magazine party or something.
Yeah,
it's a very strange guest list they had that night.
Mm.
It was basically all of the X Factors from over the years. Frankie Kokoza was on.
You would love Pinner Pantomime Evening.
Yeah, I'm just surprised there's no pantomime.
No, but people do that. Every town has, well, like most towns have some sort of Christmas lights thing, even if it's a bit naff.
Is Wasel turning on the lights this year?
I don't know, I hope so.
Or are you?
I'm not. No.
You need to get
Why
that
would
gig.
I be doing... No.
Show me someone more famous than Pinner.
Well, Katie Wasel.
Oh, yeah. Fern Cotton.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's
good
Fern
point.
Cotton, yeah.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
No, Chris, you don't have to be from the actual place to turn on the Christmas lights. You can be from anywhere.
Can you?
Yeah. Do you think that's wrong? Morally wrong?
Yeah, morally, that doesn't ring right with me.
You have to be from the town where you're turning the lights on, otherwise you're not allowed to do it. That's ridiculous.
I think so.
No.
Which is why I don't think Lee Latchford Evans has ever ended up turning on the pin of Christmas lights. He's just sort of, you know, because he's not been a resident there for long enough.
Mm.
But also Toya Wilcox, who is massively... But I see her constantly turning on Christmas lights in different places.
Did you just mention Toya Wilcox on Radio 1?
Yeah.
Excellent.
She's always on.
I see that... I think Joe McKeldry's doing one, but that's not where he's from.
Where are you doing? What town are you
doing?
I'm
not doing any, no.
Is that because you agree with me that you should have to come from the
town?
What,
you're saying that I should only be allowed to do Eastleigh or Southampton?
Yes.
No, that's ridiculous. Like, Jennifer Lopez did it in London a couple of years ago. Clearly not from here.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, the Vamps.
Hello. Hello.
Good to see you.
Great to see you. Too.
How are you doing?
I'm very good. Now, we all met at the Teen Awards a few weeks ago.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
We did. And we were saying that we should get you on for this, so I'm pleased that the Vamps are here today playing innuendo bingo.
Yeah.
So, this is my friend Chris. Meet Bradley, James, Connor
Hi.
And Tristan.
Hi. Hello.
You all right? Yeah. This is going to be good.
Yeah. Now, what I thought we'd do, boys, is I'm going to play you a new single in a minute.
Cool.
What we are also going to do is, see, there's four of you. That's kind of too many for innuendo bingo.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is, what I reckon we'll half and half it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll do is we'll get two of you on. So nominate the two that want to go first. And then what will happen is halfway through we'll do a switch. And two can sit over here and watch the other two get wet. No,
I think that's a better idea. I think it seems more manageable that way.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Okay.
Otherwise, I mean, we've done it with 4 to 6 people before. It just becomes ridiculous. So, but everyone's up for having a go, right?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So, who is going to go first? We need two people to elect themselves, or you can elect each other to play bingo, and they'll swap around.
I think me and James. Yeah, me and James. Yeah.
So, Bradley and James go first.
All right.
And then Connor and Tristan second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we get really wet, though, we're going to be sitting in the corner dripping.
It'll be good.
We'll sit in the
hours.
Pit.
We'll just give you a hug, Scott. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's what normally happens.
Yeah.
Like at the end, because I'm annoyingly dry. People come up to me, they're like, oh, thanks for having me on the show, mate. And then, feel free. Right, tell me about your new song, because we're going to play it in a minute.
It's got a banjo in it.
Yeah. Our new song is...
What more do you need to know?
Exactly, that's about it.
It's called Wild Heart, and it's a new kind of... it's not a new sound, it's just a different sound to Can We Dance. It's more kind of folky, in a way, and acoustically, it's acoustic-y. But it's still got that kind of, like, fun vibe, and, yeah, it's out at the... on the 20th of January, and the video is going to come out in a couple of weeks. Which we recorded in LA.
In LA, where I went at the weekend for one day.
Is it a little bit farmy, would you say, at all?
Yes.
A little bit farm?
What, Wild Heart?
Yeah.
It's got a
kind of
knee-slapper vibe, I guess.
Yeah, that's good.
You know,
yeah.
You kind of want
to... Yeehaw!
It's done in the desert,
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Have any of you heard that Pitbull and Kesha song?
No.
I don't know.
That's proper farm music.
Is it?
It's
back.
Really? Yeah, it's kind of... It is dance music. Oh, it's a bit like the Avicii one, where there is a guitar.
Yeah, it's got that kind of... It's literally the same guitar.
Yeah.
It's very similar, actually.
Yeah, it's that kind of vein.
Okay. Well, that seems to be the way it's going at the moment. Farm.
I think it's a good vibe.
Farm's in.
Yeah, it's in. It's definitely in.
Farm.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1. The Vamps are about to play innuendo bingo. Let's put the cameras on now.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
So what we're going to do today is we're going to have two boys at a time. So first of all, it's Bradley and James, and then we'll move on to Connor and Tristan, who are sat next to me here, ready to watch. Okay, and we'll just flip-flop it. Okay, how you feeling, boys?
Scared.
I'm so scared,
I'm really scared.
It's only water. What could go wrong?
It'll be fine.
An array of things.
I know, yeah.
I think I'm just going to preside over this, Scott. You know, make sure people are getting wet.
Please,
everything's happening right.
No, you can't just sit there.
Well, no, obviously I'm going to get involved, but, you know.
Oh, you will.
The reason I'm here. Sort of you two crack on. I'll just spit over you.
Thank you.
Oh. Excellent. See, it's like inauguration for newer pop stars, this.
Initiation,
yeah. Whatever you want. So it's time to play bingo with the Vamps. If you want to get online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. We're playing it now.
Woo!
and let us know if you are watching. So the idea is that we play some clips of innuendo that our listeners have spotted. Thank you if you've sent them in. And obviously they sound a bit rude. You put your water in your mouth. If you find the clip funny, obviously the water will spray out normally over each other. There is a bin there, but that's just for effect. No one actually ever uses it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is happening.
I need a wee.
A wee.
I need a wee. All right, let's crack on then.
Yeah.
Well, I'm filling your cheeks.
Okay, so Bradley, James, Chris, take some water in your mouths. There's a no hands rule, so if you use your hands, not happening. Just let it flood out. Okay. First, we're going over to Great Continental Railway Journeys. And Michael Portillo is in Germany, learning the best way to enjoy a local delicacy. Here we go. Loads of water, please.
The people eat the white sausage from the hand in the mouth.
So I dip in the mustard. I put it in the mouth. I squeeze my lips together. And the sausage pops into my mouth, leaving the skin behind. It works really well.
Yes, very good. And the sausage just pops into my mouth.
That was good.
That was a good one. Thank you, Michael Portillo.
I was not expecting that.
Remember, no hands. I saw Bradley there. You're trying to use your hands. Just got to let it go out over the other person. I know, it's fine. You're new. Are you all fine? Still got your waters there? All right, then. A classic from the European gymnastics next. And this athlete's performance leaves a lot to be desired.
Winding up for a big release. There's a squat fall. Oh! Came out too early.
This is good. Oh no. It's in James's hair. But it hasn't moved.
And then me and Bradley are forced.
Come on, look at the contrast.
I've got a beer here.
I don't have a beer.
You enjoying yourselves?
I haven't been this wet since
64.
Centre Parks.
Came out too early.
There we are. European gymnastics there. Okay. Now, with loads of water in your mouth, I hope, we're going to go over to Countryfile. And lots of you were worried about what a man called Paddy was up to with Julia Bradbury. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Paddy polishes up my fossil.
I just went for it, man. That's good. We're getting into it now.
Paddy polishes up my fossil.
Thank you, Julia.
Bradley, we nearly kissed there. You came way too close.
I didn't expect it. There's like a sea of, I don't know, it's like a tsunami.
Right.
Okay. That was Julia Bradbury there in the undergrowth looking for signs of ancient life.
Paddy polishes up my fossil.
Okay. Another classic from Test Match Special now. Let's get loads of water in your mouths. Come on, let's go for it. And Charles Dagnall, in awe of the action on the pitch right here on Test Match Special. Here we go.
His bat is up to Junaid's waist. I kid you not. I think the actual blade is normal size. He's just got a monumentally big handle.
Everyone seems to be fine.
You right, lads?
Charles Dagnall there at Test Match Special.
He's just got a monumentally big handle.
And now, over to Radio 2. Radio 2 this weekend. After this one, we'll swap around for a bit.
Do we need some water?
Yes, please. You're right. Okay, Lisa Tarbuck here on Radio 2, reading out a detailed message from one of her listeners.
Lisa, every time I send a text to my sons, because the P is next to send, I sign myself off as Mump. I've just been taken up the shard by my husband.
Straight in the face. Right, at the halfway stage, who's wettest? Who's wettest?
I think it's a kind of draw.
Yeah. Bradley looks pretty wet. Okay.
Right, should we switch around? Substitution, please.
Good job.
Good job.
Well played.
So, Bradley and James, come and sit over here, and we will swap round the vamps, and it's Connor and Tristan now getting ready to play the game. Okay.
That was fun.
Right then, let's crack on.
Thanks very much, by the way, to all of you that spotted Lisa Tarbuck.
I've just been taken up the shard by my husband.
You do get a good view from there, one of London's most famous landmarks, of course.
Yeah, very good. Welcome to the game.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. So, loads of water in the mouth, please. Connor, Tristan, you know what to do. You've seen the other boys do it already.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, here we go. Vamps in your bingo. Watch online now on the Radio 1 website, wherever you can get to a screen. A very unexpected incident now. on Come Dine With Me.
Oh, my God, a bunch of flies have just flown out of my cabbage. Oh, they're all flying out.
No one likes that.
A bunch of flies have just flown out of my cabbage.
Chris.
Sorry.
Okay.
Right then.
All right. And now we go to last week's Pies and Puds with Paul Hollywood. And some very useful advice from this expert.
Paul's asked me to get a really good strawberry, so I've come to a local farm shop. I'm looking for some strawberries that are not too ripe, because if they're too ripe, they won't set, but not too small either, because if they're too small, then all you're going to get is a load of seed in your mouth.
No one wants that. Kevin in Preston spotted that one on Paul Hollywood's Pies and Puds. Okay. And now, off of Radio 4 earlier in the year, and an important political insight about a member of the cabinet. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Lord Howard, what do you make of this? Do you think that Nick Clegg needs to perhaps rethink his decision to block this legislation?
Yes, I do. The Home Secretary has made it clear that she wants it.
Oh, who got it full force there?
Me.
Yeah. Oh, Connor.
My back!
It's not great if you've got pop star hair this game.
The Home Secretary has made it clear that she wants it.
Okay. More water, please. And next, back to Michael Portillo on Great Continental Railway Journeys. He loves it. And you'll be pleased to know that Michael is still enjoying himself, this time with a woman. Mm. Ready?
Oh, Helen, that was brilliant.
You enjoy it?
I think my bottom was in the air more than it was on the seat. Bottom was in the air.
You're good at this.
That's Michael Portillo there.
Bottom was in the air.
His bottom was in the air more than it was on the seat. Okay. Right. All right, here we go. More water, please.
Mm.
And it's a classic from Helicopter Rescue. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Over 3,000 feet in the air, it's the first time 59-year-old Fiona MacArthur has ever been winched.
So unnecessary.
Thank you to everyone who sent that in. And our favourite from last week now. Water, please.
Hashtag the damps.
The damps, oh, yeah. Favourite from last week on BBC Two. You really do learn a lot on the show Coast. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. They look every inch or rather centimetre the Frenchman. I'm in search of what are known as the Onion Johnnies.
Chris! Poor Connor!
Onion Johnnies!
Here we are. Okay, let's do one more swap round. Come on.
Oh, no, please!
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
These are the worst jeans to wear, like light blue.
I'm so wet. You guys are wee.
Yeah, I love.
Oh, not that
wet. Oh, not that wet.
You're watching and listening to The Vamps playing In Your Bingo for their first time. And now we're back to Bradley and James. Ready?
Yes.
No, not yet.
Have a seat.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
What are you doing, brother?
I need a wee. You'll be able to do that in a minute. Shut in up. Fact, you could probably do it now. No one will notice. Don't do that. Please don't do that in here.
Okay. Ready?
Ready? Mm-hmm. Back to Radio 4 now. And as he always does, John Humphreys asks a question that's very hard to answer.
A final quick thought about the balls that you play with. It said that you don't like fluffy ones. You like smooth ones. Is that right?
Come on, man.
I didn't even find that one that funny. I just had to do it.
No way. Like,
The balls that you play with. It said that you don't like fluffy ones.
Mm-hmm. And one more.
It's like a sprinkler. Right.
Okay.
Can't get much worse.
Here we go, then. So, going over to the Paul O'Grady show. And McFly, who have just been on the show. And they're speaking to Danny from the band. And this happened on this programme. Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Can you just confirm where you are at the moment?
I'm just coming out of Paul O'Grady.
He just finished the Paul O'Grady show there. So thanks to Danny.
Very good.
Hey, the Vamps. That was a lot of fun. That was your first time on In Your Bingo. How did it feel?
So cold.
It's pretty cold, pretty wet. But you did well. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for watching. That was the Vamps, everybody.
Good job.
Thanks, boys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I found this incredible thing on the internet I want to show you.
Go on.
And I think this happens quite a bit, but this is just one of the best examples of it I've seen. You know when you book into a hotel and you've got to answer certain questions, what kind of room do you want, smoking or non-smoking, you know, room type, single, double, all of that.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom, it always says special requests.
Yes, I always see this form. Even when, like, if you book a taxi online now, it's like, any special requests? There's always a box right at the bottom.
Normally, you leave it blank.
Yeah, always.
There's nothing really much to say, generally, but I like the people that write in really specific stuff and then it actually ends up happening. Like this person with their hotel room has asked under special requests, please build a pillow fort on our bed with 5 pillows. We would also appreciate a towel folded into the shape of an elephant. And if possible, we would enjoy a sexy picture of some fruit on the night table.
And this is when they booked the hotel, they put that in the special request box.
Yeah, and then the pictures of it are amazing. There genuinely is a towel in the shape of an elephant.
I love it when they do that. They do it a lot in Egypt and Middle East holidays where it's like, you will come back. You don't even have to ask for it. You'll come back from a day getting a tan and there will be some towel art. We've talked about this on the show before, where like they make the towels into a random swan for no particular reason.
But this one, they've built a whole pillow fort and everything. And it's
because
not just
they asked for it.
It's not a rush job. It's actually quite impressive.
I mean, that's good customer service, right?
Yeah, and there's a framed picture of some fruit. I mean, I can't necessarily say
sexy
if it's sexy fruit or not, but it is bananas.
Have a look.
Look at that picture.
I can't see the...
It's just on the side table.
Oh, yeah, no, that's quite sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've done really well there.
But I really like this idea that you actually embrace the special request thing, because I do think people are willing to do stuff for you if you ask.
Do you think it's just like, what, hotels? Do you think maybe if I do order a taxi, I can ask for something to be in there with me?
Often when you book a table at a restaurant, it might say special, but then you'd feel reluctant to do it because then you've got to sit there in front of every... If you asked for, you know, a towel shaped as an elephant in a restaurant, it would be then awkward to sit there.
Yeah.
I wonder... Pizzas, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, where you... Anything that gets delivered.
I wonder if anyone else has actually done this and it's worked out. Let me know on 81199 or tweet at BBCR1. I want to know what you've put in the special request box and actually have they done it or have they just ignored you? Like, okay, you're weird.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so we've just been talking about special requests and it seems that if you ask for something, they should really honour it. It's part of customer service.
I love the amount of people that think it's a good idea to put these special requests on pizza orders and things like that. That seems to be a big one.
I think we should do it for lunch today and see how far we get.
Right.
So I'm going to call a local pizza place to here. Obviously, the man will come and deliver it.
Mm.
But I've got some special requests.
Okay, great.
I just want to see if it works.
Do you know exactly what you're going to ask him already?
Absolutely, yes. I'm very specific about what I want.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got the number. I'm going to ring them now with my special requests. See how far I get.
Sidebar, I do quite like that we're going to have pizza for lunch today.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So don't. If needs be too specific that he won't deliver it.
Okay.
It's on the brain now.
You actually want it, don't you? Okay. What do you want?
I'm not too fussy, but something with meat.
Meaty. All right, cool. Now, I'll get that pizza delivered, but with my special requests. Here we go. Large, are you going?
Can I help?
Hello, yes. Would I be able to order a pizza, please, for my lunch?
Is that for delivery or collection?
It's for delivery.
Okay, my colleague is going to take your address, yeah?
Thank you.
Hola.
Hello?
Hello.
What's the street name?
It's the BBC Broadcasting House.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I know that. Okay, so, yeah. That's fine. What's the order, sir?
Okay, do you have any meaty pizzas?
Meaty?
Yes.
Yeah, we have one, Meaty Lover.
Meaty Lover?
What size do you want, basically?
We're going large.
Going large.
We just love the meat.
Okay, that's fine.
What meat's in the Meaty Lover?
So Meaty Lover basically got bacon, beef, ham, meatballs, pepperoni and spicy pork.
Wow.
Yeah?
All the meats. Yes, please.
Okay.
I've just got a few special requests. Will you be able to take them down for me?
Yeah, what's that?
Are you able to make the pizza resemble the face of Sharon Osbourne?
What? What's that?
You know the pizza?
Uh-huh.
Are you able to make it look a bit like Sharon Osbourne face?
How you want me to make it? 1 second.
Well, imagine Sharon Osbourne in your head.
Okay.
And then make the pizza.
1 second. Just 1 second.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just asking your colleague, can you make the pizza look a bit like Sharon Osbourne?
No, we make it as deep pan or a stuffed crust or, you know, thin crust.
Yeah, I want deep pan, but I want it to be deep pan Sharon Osbourne's face.
To be honest with you, we can't really make it.
You can't make it look like Sharon?
No.
She's my favourite.
I know, but we can't make it.
But just do the meatballs as eyes, and maybe tomato for the red hair. Pepperoni for the nose. Is that okay? I just always wanted a pizza looking a bit like Sharon Osbourne. Is that possible?
No, sorry. We can't make that.
If you can't make it look like Sharon Osbourne, mm-hmm. would somebody be able to draw a happy giraffe on the box?
Happy giraffe?
Yeah, because I just like... They make me feel happy.
If we draw it?
Yeah, just draw a happy giraffe, whatever you think a happy giraffe looks like.
Can you draw a giraffe? On the box. Hold on 1 minute. Hold
okay,
on.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hello?
You want me to draw on the box?
Yeah, draw okay, on the
really
box.
Sure, just... I'm not sure, yeah?
No, but it doesn't matter how good it is, but just okay. a happy spider or giraffe right, or whatever you can do.
So I can't, like, draw, like, Sharon Osbourne, but, I mean, I will definitely, I mean, ask my colleague to draw, like, a spider, you know, something like that,
yes.
Okay?
Yes, okay. No, I mean, I understand you're too busy to recreate Sharon Osbourne's face in a pizza, but if you could just get something on the box drawn, as long as it's happy, that makes me smile.
No problem, mate.
Also,
in half an hour to 40 minutes, yeah?
Also, when the driver arrives,
yeah?
Would it be possible for him to sing a Christmas song to me?
No problem.
Okay, so make sure he sings for me Christmas song.
No problem. Maybe. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks very much. See you in 40 minutes. Ah, it's going to happen. Do you think they're going to do it?
Oh, I don't know. The Scott
Mills Daily. So excited for the prospect of seeing a happy spider on the box.
I'm more excited about Sharon Osbourne's face on a pizza.
I don't think they're going to do that, but I hope they do. Someone used to work for a pizza delivery company that rhymes with Shomino's, and they had to draw a dragon on the box as it was put in the special request box on the form, and they were very happy with the outcome. That's from Stacey. Someone says, I ordered a pizza from a well-known generic pizza restaurant to be delivered. In the comments box, it said, dance for me, that's what they put. And when he turned up, he did duly oblige. That's Chris and Kent. So I think we might be onto a winner here. The Scott Mills Daily. I wish right now. B.O.B. And Airplanes with Hayley Williams.
No, you can't hoop B.O.B.
You can a bit.
Really?
When was the last time you heard of him? Then? Was that 2 years ago?
I don't know. I don't know.
Sorry, Bob.
Anyway.
Nice guy as well. Wish I hadn't done that now. Wish I could rewind. You can't though, can you? It's all live.
No, it's done.
It's on now. Is this on the radio?
Yeah.
Hello. I'm Scott Mills. A lot of people working in the industries of pizza delivery and hotels are loving me today, thinking they're now going to get a lot of special requests. Well, yeah, but, you know, the customer's always right.
It's just a waiting game now. It's almost exciting.
So we just ordered a pizza with some special requests because there is a special box, as you know, on most things that you can order online. And we called up and asked for it. But you can do both, I think. You know the little request box you get at the bottom? Any other special requests? So this was mine. Are you able to make the pizza resemble the face of Sharon Osbourne?
Oh?
I love his reaction. Oh? Are you able to make the pizza resemble the face of Sharon Osbourne?
Oh?
I don't think that's going to happen. I reckon we might get a Christmas song out of him, which we also asked for. And I don't know about the drawing on the box either. It doesn't matter how good it is, but just a happy spider or giraffe or whatever you can do.
So I can't, like, draw, like, Sharon Osbourne, but, I mean, I will definitely, I mean, ask my colleague to draw, like, a spider, you know, something like that,
yes.
Okay?
Aren't they accommodating?
So good.
Aren't they great? And what about this? When the driver arrives,
yeah.
Would it be possible for him to sing a Christmas song to me?
No problem.
Yes. I wonder what song we're going to get.
What legends?
I know. I can't wait for this.
Yeah, I don't know what Christmas song.
So hopefully we're going to get a happy spider on the box and...
a pizza in the... Well, pizza with the
face of Sharon
Osbourne,
hopefully. And definitely a Christmas song out of the driver. Awesome. The Scott Mills Daily. So Emma was with her mate and ordered some pizza. And when it arrived, the delivery guy did this weird lean back, and then he went, am I sexy enough? Her friend, without telling her, had asked them to be sexy in the request box. So they do most things. Could you be sexy when you arrive, please? It's going to give all sorts of people all sorts of ideas, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, I think I've got news.
Go on.
Well, missed call.
Oh, is it them, do you think?
Well, I'll have to call it back when we're...
Pizza!
Number I don't know.
Okay,
so.
Call them back in a minute. We'll play Sigma and Rude Boy. So remember, we've asked for some special requests. We've asked for the pizza to resemble Sharon Osbourne's face, to have a happy giraffe or spider drawn on it, and also for him to sing a Christmas song when he delivers it. Right, go downstairs, see what's going on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, are you there?
Hello, Scott. Yes, I'm just downstairs trying to find... said pizza guy.
Okay.
In fact, I think I've found him. Hang on one second. Hello, mate.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, thank you. The Christmas song?
You want me to sing the Christmas song?
Just a quick blast of...
Let me try, you know. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Santa Claus is coming home, riding on the skate. Cheers.
Perfect, top man. There you go. Keep that.
Thanks a lot. Just receipt.
Thank you very much.
Feedback, yeah?
Right. Cheers, mate. Scott, massive success down here. On the way back
That's
up.
That's brilliant. Come back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We were asking you earlier if you've ever done any special requests when you've ordered anything, and we did some, and they honoured our special request that we put in when we ordered the pizza. So, it doesn't look like Sharon Osbourne's face. That's what I asked for.
Do you know what? I do think they've made an attempt at it, though, because I find myself, when I stare at it for a while, a few people have tweeted, Jess and Adam have tweeted, saying that they've been staring at it for a while and not really sure why they are staring at it for so long. But
why are you doing that?
I honestly do think you can see Sharon Osbourne's face if you stare at it long enough. But you don't agree?
No. I mean, if you look on the Twitter, it says, stare at the pizza for 15 seconds, it starts to resemble Sharon Osbourne. Now, I, being the idiot that I am, and loads of our listeners will have done that, and nothing actually happens.
I'm surprised.
Also, can we just remark on the fact that my face is the actual same colour as the pizza? Right, like, exactly the same.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like tomato tan.
It is a bit worrying, isn't it?
It's exactly the same colour. I need to get that sorted. And under the pizza, because we couldn't see it on the box, but actually underneath the pizza, inside the box, is a picture of a happy spider.
They've been brilliant, haven't
Thanks,
they?
Guys. And then we got a hot new version of Jingle Bells because we asked him to do a Christmas song for us on delivery.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Santa Claus is coming home, riding on the skate. Cheers.
I've never heard of him riding on a skate before.
No.
It's a new one. I like it. He goes, cheers, at the end.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
He knows he's done a good
Santa
new version.
Claus
he's like, cheers.
Home, riding on the skate.
Cheers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know about you, but I don't know if it's the same for girls even, but we've now reached the time of year for blokes where after work, if you even have the slightly tiniest amount of beer or wine and then walk out into the cold, you desperately need to go to the toilet.
Mm.
I mean, to the point where you're not going to be able to hold it for much longer. It's the wind. That's what does it.
Should I be admitting to this? The other day, I desperately needed to go and I
Do you know what I mean? It's just if you have any beer or any alcoholic drink, I think mostly beer, and then you go out and it's like, oh, okay, good. Straight away you need to go.
But I was caught between, you know, I'd moved too far from where I was out.
Yes.
Too close to home, but equally I wasn't close. Basically, I had to hurry back home.
Yeah.
And you know how it gets worse the nearer you get?
Yeah.
I really shouldn't be saying this, but do you know if...
Do you want me to be honest with you?
Yes.
Sometimes what I will do, in this occasion it's true, I will actually, I will use a different road to walk down just in case something bad happens.
Right. Because I found myself the other day trying to like distract myself by trying to think of everyone I went to primary school with.
Yeah.
And then naming them. Myself walking down a road kind of going, you know, Johnny Hall, Charlotte Campbell. Like it was. Yeah. A really weird moment.
Did that help?
Well, it helped. It sort of distracted me, but it was still like one of the most uncomfortable things I've done in a while.
I just do you use a side road sometimes as well?
Well, you have to.
Just in case. Yeah, God. It's really bad, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't believe I just said that.
Yeah. Yeah, you just said that you nearly weed yourself, but what was saving you was the people from your primary school and naming them one at a time.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know that show I recommended to you, Gogglebox?
Yeah.
Have you been watching it?
It's so... I haven't seen last night's one yet.
Oh, it's so good. You know the posh couple that just get drunk? Right, he goes to pour her a drink while the glass is on her head last night. So she's like concentrating, making sure the glass stays there, and he's just pouring drinks in.
The idea of that show is, in theory, it should be awful.
Yeah, but it's brilliant. It's people watching TV on TV, but they've chosen the people who are watching it really well. I love it. It's my favourite now.
I saw one, I think it was, they were all watching Strictly, and it just showed all these different families dancing along in their living room. Like, yeah. They don't even realise properly that they're doing it.
Yeah.
They just sort of are dancing. And
thing is, I don't think that I am ever that reactive to TV shows, but maybe I am. There's people playing along with Countdown, like with notepads and pens. I never do that. Do you even ever answer the questions to quiz shows? My dad does that.
Yeah, but there's certain shows, isn't there? It's like Deal or No Deal and stuff like that, where every house that's watching it is going, you've got a deal, mate. You've got
deal,
a deal,
mate. Go on, deal. Beth's been on in Leeds. Somebody just asked her if she had any Tippex. Thanks, Beth, for your Who of the Day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
How are you?
You still call her Lana Del Lol?
Yeah.
Well, she became Lana Del Doom for a while because she is the Grim Reaper of Summer when that song was out. Just needs to cheer up a bit. I mean, obviously that remix cheered her up a bit because imagine what the original song was like. Oh, summertime.
Well, Cedric Gervais cheers most people up.
Doesn't he, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, so Greg's on at four today. Big show because he's got films of Rihanna because it's Thursday and your big Thursday guest...
Simon Pegg today, talking about the final film in the Cornetto trilogy. So we've had Hot Fuzz, you've had Shaun of the Dead and The World's End, and we're talking about that today. And we do a pub quiz with him.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's after five with Simon Pegg. Now it's time for Real or No Real. Points are here to be had. 10 Scott Mills points for each one you get right.
A man who had his phone stolen in China was shocked when the thief got back in touch. Not to give the phone back, but to present him with a handwritten copy of all his contacts.
That's quite
incredible.
Nice of him.
Yeah.
Quite nice of him.
Remember when
true?
You used to have to write all your contacts down?
It was the worst if you ever changed from, if you had one phone for ages, then you had to get a new make of phone.
So long.
The worst.
Hang on. Could you.
First world problems.
Yeah. Hi, whoever this is, could you text me back, please, because I don't have your name?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a valid excuse anymore, is it?
No.
You can't really do that. If someone's like, oh, I've got a new phone, sorry.
No.
Lost all my numbers. That's very difficult to do these days.
Lost all my numbers now is off, I think.
I was asking someone about this the other day and they didn't believe me that this was a thing. When you used to have to write TB on the end of a text.
Yeah. Yes, I wanted to try and bring this back a little while ago.
TB?
TB, text back.
My mum still does that.
Does she do TB?
TB, yeah.
Why did it stop? Because we still want people to text back. But...
Because I think it was just a given that people would.
No, yeah. Because before you'd get like 3 free texts a day or something, or 5 free texts a day, so you're almost begging, you know...
Text back.
For this one to be the text that you're going to use.
Please.
Do you know the new worst thing is the red receipt. When you
God,
it's
right.
So... You turn it off straight away.
Absolutely.
Because people go, I know you've read it.
Yeah, I hate
no,
that.
No, I've read it. I just haven't time to reply. Well, you've read it. Why aren't you replying?
this guy with his contacts, though, a bit cheeky.
Yeah, a little bit, isn't it? Because he hasn't given the phone back. I bet you've done loads of TBs to girls back in the day, haven't you?
Why me out of...
I just know that you have because I'm your friend.
It was either TB or WB for right back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TB?
Should we stop the who's for the...
Okay.
It's literally everything we're saying is going to be who.
True. Is that because all our reference points are out of date?
No. It's good to reminisce.
Maybe we who?
Maybe
on
the days to be who.
On the days of TB.
Maybe Radio 1's of a who. I don't know. Wait, it's like over 40 years old.
No. Still very current. Let's ban it for the rest of the show.
Yeah, ban.
So the man... who had his phone stolen in China, but the thief got back in touch, but presented him with a handwritten copy of all his contacts, not his phone. Real or no real?
It's so ridiculous, it's got to be real.
I say no real.
That one is real.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I'm definitely going to get some points this week. Last week I got none. No points.
What about this?
Donkey rides in Eastbourne have been temporarily suspended after the local authority announced that they required road tax to travel along the coast.
Come on. This is ridiculous. Next you'll be having to pay road tax for piggybacks.
Oh, rightly so.
Technically the same.
Mm. So the donkey rides in Eastbourne are off. Because they do now require road tax. Oh, the world's gone mad.
Can you put a tax disc on a donkey?
Where would you put it?
Another good point there.
I mean, you could do two. It'd be like blinkers on his eyes.
I don't think they have to wear them. I think you just have to have, I don't know, maybe it's like a license.
Maybe the donkey just carries it in his wallet.
Right.
Is this real or no real, do you think?
Donkeys.
I didn't even know they were still on donkey rides.
Of course they are, by the seaside. People love it.
I've never been on one.
No, same.
You've never been on a donkey?
No.
You've never lived, mate.
Been on a camel.
You've never lived.
And that's the Scott Mills difference right there.
Was it a camel in Weymouth?
No. Been on an elephant. Never been on a donkey.
I've never been on the back of an animal.
Have you never?
Never.
You know what?
I think you must have
I've
done.
I've never been on the back of an animal.
Well, you're missing out.
You have to start, Scott, you can't just go from walking to camel. You've got to go walking, person, donkey, then camel.
Okay, well, I was.
You've got to graduate.
I peaked too soon.
Don't run before you can walk. Don't camel before you can walk.
Okay.
I imagine the donkey's a smoother ride. Camel is not pleasant. Anyway, real or no real, Donkey Rising and Eastbourne, they're not on.
I would suggest that is a no real.
No real. Sorry.
That one is no real.
You. An uproar. There would have been uproar in Eastbourne.
Mm. About this.
To help expand his rhyming vocabulary, rapper Eminem used to spend hours reading the dictionary.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, it's like you, Chris, with your rhyming dictionary.
Yes. Which is a very useful.
The Hollyoaks one yesterday was my favourite.
God.
It was only about 7 words.
Yeah. It didn't last long, did it?
Actually went out on air, that.
I was listening in my car.
Yeah.
It was Hollyoaks Facebook poke.
Yesterday was weird when you look back on it. We did have one of our bosses at one point singing the.
We're singing E17 Stay Another Day lyrics to the theme from Coronation Street. I woke up this morning thinking, what the hell was that about?
In the style Why of a lady that? Called Anita Dobson.
It was a really weird show.
Again, I was listening.
If you were a new listener, you'd have been really confused. You kind of had to be there. Anyway, Eminem reading the dictionary to make himself the rap god that he is, real or no real?
Well, I'm going to say real on this one.
You've got to do some groundwork, haven't you? You don't just wake up a good rapper. I think he worked. Everyone's seen 8 Mile. He worked hard.
A B C D E F G. Do you think it was like that?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how the dictionary goes. I mean, it's in order.
A bit in that angry voice.
Yeah.
So real.
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 That one is real.
Yes. Doing well.
Little tip for all you upcoming rappers there. Get yourself a dictionary. And next.
From next September, undergraduate students in England will be able to take a module on instant messaging.
Oh dear. Do you know there's always one of these, isn't there? Every year they always go, oh, this year we've got a whole course on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And stuff. So probably.
Some work.
On instant messaging. Yeah, do some work. How lazy do you have to be? The biggest distraction from university work is instant messaging and social networks.
Do a proper course, not a cop out.
Mind you. It's not a bad idea, is it? If you are lazy...
It will be something as part of another course, I assume. Not a whole course on instant messaging.
You don't know? I don't know.
Unless that's what this is saying.
A module on instant messaging. Just a module, so...
Oh, a module.
Greg, what did you study?
English and drama.
Right. Thought so.
With a module in instant messaging.
What do you mean, thoughts?
So? No. I did think there was a drama side to him.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know.
What did you study?
Politics.
that makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Why not? What, you mean, how did I study politics and end up here?
Just generally,
don't know.
We were talking about this in the office yesterday. You must talk about this. You must talk about your university.
A couple of people tweeted me yesterday saying that they were showing new students, I think it was their course, I think it was like a nursing course or something like that, and actually credited me and claimed me as alumni. To aspire to.
Shut up. What are you?
Unbelievable.
And Chris said to me, he said, why would you show that off, that I was there?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
No, but I think you would. That's
no, you wouldn't.
Yeah,
you can't call him alumni. It's ridiculous.
It's utterly bizarre.
Absolute nonsense.
Well, I think, what's the university?
Southampton Uni.
Well, I think got anyone else.
I think Southampton should be proud.
Anyway, uni module on instant messaging, real or no real?
One day there'll be a Chris Stark module.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, Greg.
Down at the end
clean sheet.
So what happened?
30 all.
30 all?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, that's all right. It's better than nothing that you normally get.
That is better than nothing, Greg.
Better than nothing.
Thanks, it is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Remember, if you hit subscribe, you will get all our best bits delivered to your player every day. bbc.co.uk/radio1 to download the Scott Mills Daily. We're back on air tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.